Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're going to take the SAT on my face test.
Let's go.
I spelled sit wrong. Funny.
Okay.
I meant SIT. You know, Gabe, cut it out. Leave it in. Ladies and gentlemen, just added.
Uh-oh.
This Friday, Huntington Beach, Huntington Beach, Huntington Beach. All right. This Friday, the 16th, Huntington Beach at the Rec Room. And then we also got San Diego the following week, July 22nd through the 24th, TrevorWallsComedy.com. And then Burbank Flappers.
Boom.
It's a comedy club. It's indoors. It's Burbank, California. If you live in Los Angeles, just drive to Burbank, you dumb bitch that I love. It's only 22 minutes from anywhere. I don't know. And then after that, August, we're coming in hot. We got Liberty Township, a.k.a. Cincinnati, August 5th through the 7th. And then we're going to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
That is August 12th through the 14th, maybe the 15th. I got to check my schedule. And then we're finishing out August strong. Strong with Spokane, Washington. Tickets are fucking moving quick on all those. Spokane almost sold out. In San Diego, almost sold out. August 19th through the 21st, Spokane. And then a massive fall tour is coming and a theater tour in 2022.
Let's
suck me off.
Fucking
Mr.
go.
Blaustein.
Mr. Blaustein, we'll be on tour July 21st at Liberty Township, a.k.a. Cincinnati, on July 21st. July 22nd, Columbus, Ohio, U-A-Ho, August 18th, Tampa, Florida, and August 19th, Orlando, Florida. All tickets on blaucomedy.com, B-L-A-U comedy.com. Come see your boy yell about feet. I love you guys. And now the episode.
And we're in, ladies and gentlemen. I have a big question for everybody.
Anyway, what?
I was thinking about this morning, and I couldn't just help but notice that the world just kind of smells like Badoosie right now.
I woke up this morning. I smell my own asshole.
Badoosie.
I said, what does this smell? I said to the guy,
just Badoosie. Well, if it's just butt, then it's just butt. Badoosie, booty, dick, and pussy. How did the engineer not be like, hey, Mr. Moneybag, do you think we could maybe rhyme something else? Badoosie, bags, Stussy, brand, bags and Stussy, but pussy.
Badoosie. I've walked in many a frat house. Actually, frat houses smell, the whole thing smells like Badoosie and remnants
like
of Buddha. White claw.
It just smells like Badoo.
Badoo, totally. Ain't nobody
booty
fucking there.
And dick.
Ain't nobody fucking there.
Well.
Hold on.
Doesn't every time you have sex, it smells like Badoosie, booty, dick, and pussy?
No. If it's a session, or the AC broke, or you just finished roller skating, maybe.
Do you think your dog knows what's going on? Like,
yes.
The second you open the door and you got a little waft and the cat walks in, he's like, I don't know what the hell is going on in here.
Dude, the second.
Y'all took my food and put it in the microwave in here, didn't you?
The second I open the door, Greta runs in the room, goes up her little stairs, jumps on the bed and starts smelling like you'd never seen anyone smell.
Yeah, my cat walks in like a dad who knows he's hiding, like you're hiding something. He's like, what's really going on in here?
Huh? Oh, Greta knows.
Well, yeah, she chews on your used condoms.
She hasn't done that in a while. Am I using condoms? No.
Oh.
Do you know why?
Oh, no. This early on into the episode?
Shit.
Let her rip.
Let's wait.
Shut up. Let it rip.
Shut it down.
Why are you not using condoms, Mr. Blaustein?
Do we want to do it? Do we want to do this kind of like a Quentin Tarantino film where we allude to the fact and
no,
then
we'll
jump
forget,
to talking
we'll
about
talk
Triscuits?
About, well, yeah. Then we'll talk about Quiznos subs for 9 hours and be like, well, the real, remember when, hey, Mr. Blaustein, why are you not using why are you not using condoms?
Let's just start off right now. Just get down to the nitty fucking gritty. I apologize to everyone who's listening and everyone who's asked me this question, because I'm gonna tell you some horrible fucking news and then give you a big pause and then give you good news in my life, okay?
Drum roll.
The foursome's not happening.
Why? Fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's not happening. It's not happening. There's a big tent pole this goddamn season.
Scheduling,
and it's not happening.
Carpool? COVID?
It's not carpooling.
Is it not
what's
COVID
happening
safe?
There?
Can you carpool lane? but then I'd the Teslas are just in the carpool lane, like, hey, fuck all you guys.
I'd be driving in the carpool lane.
I do it too. There's
pull
not
me
a
over. Pull me
and
over.
I see a sign that goes, hey, you'll get a minimum ticket of $246. Good.
Swipe the card, you goddamn bitch.
I need to be at the show 4 minutes earlier now.
Yeah.
You surely save like 22 seconds.
Hey, it's a pandemic. Let me drive in the fucking carpool lane.
Yeah, but also I have tinted windows, so you don't know if there's a kid back there. Yeah. What if the cop's like, where's the kid? You're like, oh, it's in the trunk. I'm like, ah, wait, hold on.
They go, no, they go, where's the kid?
Hold
I go
on.
In.
That's a very valid question. Can kidnappers drive in the carpool lane? Dark subject.
100% they can.
They can drive.
Clip it, put it on TikTok.
Why isn't the foursome happening?
All right, I told you guys the bad news, and I'm telling you the good news. You guys are still going to hate this, but it doesn't matter. Maybe you guys will like it. I'll just tell you. Here we go. I officially have a girlfriend.
So what's the good news? Congratulations, Mr. Blaustein.
Guys,
wow.
I'd like to thank the Academy, and I'd like to thank my parents, my dad.
Blue Chew. Promo code sucks.
Get me hard.
What, Blue Chew? You know what's interesting is the people that have been listening for the past, you know, maybe year and a half to two, especially as pandemic listeners, is like, we've all been with you through this journey.
Yeah.
Every time you've had the trial and the errors to the got Gex girl, to the equestrian.
To the witch.
And
to the wet.
Wet wet.
Hey, wet wet, stop commenting on my fucking Instagram. It's over.
It's good for engagement. Wet wet. Keep it going.
Okay.
I feel like we all just watched you graduate a little bit.
It does feel that way. It does feel that way. I feel, first of all, I feel great. You guys have been listening, as Trev said, through this pandemic. I've been a bit wild. And when I say a bit wild, off the rails.
Off the rails.
There were no rails.
The rails were in a different continent.
They didn't build the rails.
Rails weren't out yet.
They were not here. I was just on a fucking stagecoach.
Yeah.
No rails.
Off the rails.
No rails.
Eating wings on butt plug night.
If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to that fucking episode.
I mean, let's do some recaps. I mean, the ESPN, you know how they have the top 10?
Uh-huh.
I watch sports. Just the top. I wish we could just do the top 10.
Foot jobs in Phoenix.
Yeah, foot jobs in Phoenix.
Guys, I ate semen off a woman's foot.
Yeah.
Weird. Also, I'm into it now. You got to try some stuff, guys. That's the point of this show.
Yes.
Is to give you knowledge and maybe you want to try some stuff.
What were some other good ones? I mean, the Wisconsin, when the lady left work, where her husband was her boss, who was like, yeah, honey, go ahead, go bang Michael. And then she came to the hotel at like 3 p.m. And then I knocked on your door to get a hard drive, but you were fucking driving something else with your hard drive. Cock, penis, having sex at 3 p.m.
I was fucking.
After she had a sweaty shift.
Oh, let me tell you something. You know what that room smelled like?
Badussy! Badussy. Badussy, Badussy, Badussy.
For sure. She stunk like a New Jersey transit train. It was fucking horrendous. She goes, should I shower? I go, no, to be nice. Should she have showered? She smelled like Bigfoot's cock. It was terrible.
Gone through a car wash anyway here. Jesus.
Holy shit. It was my fault, though. I should have said, yeah, maybe she could shower. It doesn't matter. So the point is.
But you're horny. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
I mean, wow. Just.
So it's been a god darn journey. An Iliad and an Odyssey, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And
the Iliad and the Thodyssey. Title?
Title.
It is.
Did you say title to it, Gabe?
Yeah.
I love it.
Gabe's in on the title.
I love it. Yeah, man. So
wow.
So I'm officially off the market. And
this podcast just went to shit.
Yeah. So I'd like to bring up Jesus Christ.
Hey. So, yeah, this next ad is brought to you by Christian Mingle. Whenever you're ready. I don't know the fuck.
I don't know either.
I'm Jewish. I don't know.
Kike, clip it.
I mean,
so much to say here, man. But I will say, I want to you know, tell all the listeners and the watchers,
yeah,
that I'm happy. And
that's something a happy person says.
Yeah, no, but I'm just
happy.
I'm good. I'm just right, actually right. Polishing a revolver.
Yeah, I'll let you finish without being rude.
No, I just, you know, we all know that I have, you know, for the first maybe like year, I wasn't really looking for anything. I was just being wild. And then, you know, I'm talking about it a lot for like the last like 4 or 5 months, how like I'm open to it, just can't find the right one.
Yeah.
Sort of like the
we found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah. Oh my God. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got, all my exes are in Texas.
Texas, there's a lot of whores in Texas.
Exes.
And whores.
Yeah.
And whores.
Why do you think they're exes?
They're
they
whores.
They cheated. Yeah.
Goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
So, do you think when this lovely lady, what's her full name and what does she do?
Oh, I'll get you the address, social media.
So, do you think when she came into your life, were you looking for love or was it just kind of like it popped up? What did you guys met on a dating app?
We met on a dating app, yeah. Okay. I definitely was looking. I mean, I've said it a bunch on air and to you and to Gabe off air, like.
On air, what a dumb thing to say. We're on air,
yeah.
Shut up.
What air?
Airwaves.
All right.
That just sounds so funny. We're on air. Anyways.
Microwaves, what's going on there?
Microwaves.
All right, guys, we solve issues here, okay? Anyways, let me bring you into the life of Jesus Christ. Act one, read the Bible. So I definitely was looking. And I have a very specific set of things that I need from somebody. And, you know, I'm willing to move a little bit left, a little bit right on those. But I do have, you know, I'm pretty specific on what I like. And this lovely lady, she checks all the boxes, man.
Wow.
She checks all the boxes. She's very motivated. She's driven. She has a great job. She's super smart emotionally and intellectually. She reads, which I find super hot. I know, odd.
It's not that. It's just the fact like she reads. She can write.
But you know what's really weird and how I'm just such a weird, like I have just a really weird kind of like dichotomy of a human being.
She knows her ABCs.
She does. She does know. But like, it's like, I read guy, but I'm also like foot jobs and Phoenix guy.
Yeah.
So it's just so weird. And that's why I think it's so hard for me to find somebody, because it's like, I need foot jobs and Phoenix, but I also need you to have read The Great Gatsby and want to talk about
everybody
it.
Everybody has that. It like, we've talked about this so many times, right. Like there's CEOs and there's bosses around the world who make, you know, 7-figure incomes. And on Tuesday nights, they go and they get their ass beaten with a cactus by a BDSM lovely lady. And then the next morning, they're there and be like, I need the Excel spreadsheets. Where's the morning coffee and the blueberry muffin?
Yeah.
It's the yin and the yang. Everybody's got their like, this is my head on straight. This is who I am in the day. But at night, sure.
Shh, shh. Yeah.
Finger in the ass.
Finger in the booty hole. Badoosie.
So
listen.
You know what's funny is when Amber Rose like outed Kanye West, like finger in the booty ass bitch. Do you remember that tweet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's see if I can pull it up.
Kanye, he been revolutionary. He been getting fingers in the ass.
Like Ben had. And it's so funny because was he even embarrassed? Because if I was him, I'd be like, yeah.
But at the time, that's what I was saying. And, you know, it sounds so much harsher than it is.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, if you walked into a Starbucks and you said, what's your name, please? And you go, I had to finger my ass last night. They'd go, okay, you should probably leave.
Yeah.
And then the barista in the back just twirling around whipped cream is like, so did I. And you're like, let's go hang out.
You.
So it's just such a shock value thing. But Kanye, I mean, revolutionary man. He got a finger in the ass and ran for president. So you tell me if it's good or not.
Well, is it in the ass or on the outside? That's the difference.
Well, we don't know. I can text him.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
He doesn't have a phone. The guy just talked to his fucking brain.
She's saying, oh, well, yeah, booty finger. This finger can mean in an outer, can mean around.
What was her tweet again?
The actual tweet says, at Kanye West, are you mad that I'm not around to play in your asshole anymore? She said,
but then she said, finger in the booty ass bitch. I remember that.
Hashtag fingers in the booty ass bitch.
Yeah. Play in your asshole?
She says in.
It sounds weird. You have a play date in the asshole?
Play date in there? That's what she said?
No, she says play. Play but play sounds like you're just like somebody playing kickball in Kanye's asshole. Title? No.
That might be a title. But no. She's trying to frame like it's a bad thing. If I was Kanye, I'd celebrate that shit.
Yeah. I'd put a museum in my ass.
Hold on.
Soundbite? All right, we just make the whole episode for Gabe. We just say the title. We say the soundbite. Description. Anyways, so
clip it.
You.
Yeah. So, So back to what I was saying. She just checks all the boxes. And I do think for me, it's a little challenging to check all the boxes. And yeah, it's been moving honestly pretty fast.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared, which is like,
oh whoa.
Yeah, I'm not.
Whoa.
I'm not, dude.
I'm not scared. No, I see what you're saying, and they're moving fast and you feel good about it.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think a lot of dudes and just a lot of people in general, like if things are moving fast, they go, they get all freaked out.
We get the speed wobbles. It's like you've been like bombing a hill, like on a longboard or something, and you're moving quick.
Yeah.
There's a moment of consciousness where you go, I got this. And then there's a moment where you're like, this is not going to end well. This is the we're getting the speed wobbles and I'm going to eat shit.
Yeah, I got.
But then you ride it out and you go, we're good. I got this on lock.
Yeah, I got no knee pads. I got no ocean spray. I got nothing.
Okay.
And then, But I do.
So what, let's dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, let's.
How long ago was your first message with each other?
2 months ago.
Okay. And who opened with what?
I think I just opened with a very generic, like, hey, you, how's it going type of thing.
That'll get them.
I think I just said I literally said, hey, you. Yeah, I literally think it was just, hey, you, honestly. I think that was the first, like, very generic,
yeah,
let's break the ice that way.
Yeah, because look, I mean, if you look at some of these photos, you can, the first message, it can be literally whatever. And you're like, they look cool. Unless they're like, got any gags? Or they're like, tell me a joke. You're like, no, no, no.
Block, 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 block,
wow,
blockchain I'm gonna technology. Yeah. But
Cinder block. I'm really going to miss your Instagram stories of you screenshotting wild things people would say to you on Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
And
just block them immediately.
Block.
I'm really
sorry.
So
let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You deleted all the dating apps already.
I did.
Yeah? There
deleted.
It is.
Deleted.
I mean, that's such a funny thing you'll see in people's bios. Be the reason I delete this app.
Ew.
Okay.
Ew. Ew.
Be the reason I delete this app. Like, so what? When did you know mom was the one? Well, she deleted Bumble and I knew I was in.
That's sort of what it is, though. It's so weird, right? It's like.
Well, that's like you're taking yourself off the market.
Yeah. That is literally exactly what it is.
Right.
Just your storefront is
well,
dissolved.
That was like when people on Facebook would be like, Trevor's now in a relationship.
Oh,
and everyone would be like, oh my God, so like,
big.
Who's the girl? I need to see it.
Well, the thing about that, the problem was I'm now in a relationship with, and you could link the fucking person's name.
On Bumble?
No. On Facebook.
Right.
In a relationship with.
Oh, well, now it's more like, or what now? I think they did this years and years ago, where it's like, you can just do, is in a relationship. You don't have to put the person.
Oh, okay, yeah. I just remember when it was fucking linked, which was like,
Trevor's
wild.
In a relationship with Barack Obama. And he's like, what?
Yeah, wouldn't people do that? But they would have to accept it. Yeah.
That's the ultimate love. You're like, look over at your partner and you're like, let me ask you this.
Give it to me, hey.
This is when I knew I was in a relationship. Two guys talking about relationships.
Hold on, guys.
Gabe's in a relationship. I'm in a relationship.
Oh, hold
my on. Cat's single.
This is Greta single.
Hold up. Cat dog?
Let's do it. Weird. Is this is not is. This is the first time on this show that everybody on the show is in a relationship.
Whoa!
That's what I'm saying, dude.
This show is plummeting in numbers right now. Somebody break up. Gabe?
Gabe.
No, thank you.
Well, how long?
Gabe said no, thank you. That was a test. Babe, if you're listening, I got bad news.
Well,
I love you.
Well, this is what happens. It moves like...
Don't say this. Because is it going to sound like you're going to say like somebody's going to break up?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
No, this is how the show works. You guys all signed this contract. What happens is...
Contract?
We all signed it.
Was that what I signed the other day?
Yeah.
I thought that was a 7-Eleven receipt.
No!
It was 14 pages.
Let me tell you something. If you're getting a receipt from 7-Eleven, your life's in shambles.
They don't even give a fuck. The whole receipt just throw it away immediately.
Yeah, they don't ask anymore.
Receipt for anything.
They don't ask anymore. Hey, anyways, Dunkin' Donuts, do you want to go ahead?
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Or were you still talking about everybody in this podcast?
I was just saying that, like, whoever's been in the relationship longest now has a breakup because now I'm the youngest in the relationship. So now just it kind of revolves.
I think that's my parents.
All right. I think they should have broke up a while ago. For them to still be together is crazy. They don't want to be together anymore. And I don't know why they're sticking together. The kids are out of the fucking house. They need to break up. I mean, my mom has had two divorces at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just two.
That's just...
Sad?
You're probably not phased by the second one. First one hits hard. Second one, you're like, I've done this before.
Yeah, that's what's so funny about like marriage and even relationships, right? Which is like, it's funny, but also the scary part. It's like, we're going to be together forever. No, we're not.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting being a pastor, and then you hear people doing their vows, and you're like, no.
50% chance, y'all are done. And I think it might be more than that. I think it might be 60 at this point, which is crazy. People used to never get divorced, and now it's just like what y'all do. It's like 7 years, and you're like, we're done, yeah? Which makes it less scary. Because I feel like people are like, oh, I don't want to do it because we'll be together forever. Are you? No, you're not. 7-8 years, you're done. So, come on. You know?
Let's get on a positive note here.
All right. Suicide. Let me ask.
This
sorry.
Is when I knew I was definitely in a relationship. Did you guys share location yet?
Okay. That's hilarious. So.
Yes.
Hold on. So, I don't like that. I've never shared my location with anybody.
Okay.
She shares her location with literally all her friends. So it's like ingrained into what she's been doing with her life for the last like 5-6 years. So it's not weird for her. So she goes on like location. She's like, oh, I'm in, because she travels a bunch. She's like, oh, my friend's in blah. I'm in blah. She's like hits them up and be like, hey, guess what? Guess who's in town, right? So they do that for that function. But I've never shared my location with anybody.
But what do you do when she goes, share your location with me? Because if you say no, well, she's probably listening to this. For sure.
For sure.
Hello, madam. Lovely time at dinner.
Miss, good day.
Good morrow. Lovely time at dinner we had when we all met. Because she's listening to this part. You kind of have to. But I'm saying, generically speaking, for men in relationship, if a lady, hear me out, secret sock. Hey, my girlfriend wants a, this is not Trevor Wallace. My girlfriend wants me to share the location, but I don't want to give it to her. Does that make it look like I'm being sketchy and cheating or being sketchy in general? What are some reasons you could say no? That's a great question, whoever wrote that in.
This is what I would like to ask. Why, I flip it. Why do you need my location? Do you not trust me? Why do you need my location? I don't climb mountains for a living. You don't need to know where I'm at all the time. If you need to know, you need to ask yourself why you need to know. You just flip it. And that's honestly how I feel. Okay. If you really don't, because all their answers are, yeah, but like, what if you're blah, 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 blah. Text me. Text right back. What if you're blah, blah, blah. You know what we did do? That's a super girlfriend, boyfriend thing in 2021. We made a calendar for each other. So we're sharing a calendar.
Get the, actually with tour dates, I get
that,
it.
Yeah.
If it was not tour dates, I would be like, because then you're like Google fucking inviting, like, we will do the coitus on the 17th at 3 p.m.
Oh, no, not that.
It's like you're in town, I'm out of town.
Exactly.
Google Calendar?
Google Calendar, yeah.
Here's the thing. Ain't nobody going to update that shit.
I hear you, but she's very detail-oriented, so she's going to. And then when she updates, I'm going to get a fucking, I'm going to get a notification. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Then I have to. You know, it's also something cute we did. We carved
locks and put them on a bridge?
Yes.
People love doing that.
Yeah.
When you get a divorce, you know what people do that? They go find the original lock and then they cut that lock.
They cut the lock and they throw it off the... What are you going to do with that lock? I'm going to run it over with a fucking Tacoma.
I don't think that's going to do
that
much.
That cheating whore.
I don't think it's going to do much. It's a Tacoma and it's a lock. They're,
I feel better.
There you go.
You want to do something wild with that lock?
I would throw it off the bridge.
Yeah, but then I want to fuck it up. I want to burn it and make a sword out of it and stab the ex-boyfriend. Come on.
All right. Well, this next ad is brought to you by Better. So what did you guys do? You're like, oh, you know, we did do that. It was actually really.
Oh, really cute. We made, you know, on the Notes app, you can like, you know, share it with somebody.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah. So we shared a Notes app and we literally have like a to do, like a together to do list. Wow. Not like go to Tahiti, but like things that I need to do that she can help me with and things that she needs to do that I can.
What are some examples?
Like I need to find, like I actually think I have voice nodes.
What?
I don't really know how to, it's essentially like scarring on your vocal cords.
Oh, from yelling so much?
Who does that, buddy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I like, so because my voice, I continually keep losing my voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's like a sign of having vocal nodes. So she put on the list, like, find a ear, nose, throat doctor. And she knows that I'll probably never fucking do that. So we put her on the list so she can like remind me to do it type of thing.
That's smart.
It's very beneficial because she'll add some things.
I mean, I think we're overlooking that this is crazy advanced compared to what would be on that list for the past women that were in this quarantine hookup situation.
Yeah.
And the other one would be like, get the machete and the axe and let's go fuck.
Yeah.
In a goddamn Home Depot parking lot. Like, I don't.
Yeah, it would be like, I need a dozen cucumbers. Dot, 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 you know why.
Yeah.
Dot, 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 in my ass, you idiot. Period.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like, but I feel like you were always good at separating the two, being like, this is strictly a hookup, or this is like, this could be a thing. And yeah. And your mindset was always different. And then with the girlfriend, wow, sounds weird to say.
It sounds
the
wild.
The girlfriend, it seemed like right away you kind of knew, you were like, this is somebody who makes me feel a little bit of butterflies.
Yeah.
And the other women on the Bumble, they did not give me butterflies. They French flies.
They made me come shit, on the butterflies. Like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's, and there's a stark difference. And I'm sure all
stark.
Of you
stark?
Yeah.
Isn't that
Tony
a character?
Stark.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Yep.
Talk about getting fisted with that thing. Come on now.
Yeesh, Thanos.
Hi-ho. Wow. But is there's a stark difference when you like actually sit down with someone that you like have a great connection with off top. It's a completely different feel. Not even the butterfly. It's like there's a completely different like chemistry element to it versus if you're sitting down with someone right. that you're just gonna have butt plug night with. It's
on wings.
They're all very nice.
Yeah.
But there's a wildly different connection.
What was your guys' first date?
We went to a really cute place in Santa Monica.
What, like just like a restaurant?
Yeah, it was a restaurant. Okay. And we had like a drink.
Yeah.
And we just had the crazy like flow of communication that was like really nice, and she was very honest and very transparent with everything, and there was no like, so like where are you from? And there was none of that. It just felt there was an instant
yeah.
chemistry level that was just, and she was like funny, and you know, it's just all like, honestly, dude, and I told you this when I met her, like she went to a really good school. All of her friends, excuse me, all of her friends went to like really great schools. So mm-hmm. like, I was instantly like nervous. Like I was like,
right,
oh,
right,
I'm not.
Well, you know yeah. her dad, then like where she works. And
yeah.
then she's like, what do you do for a job? And you're like.
I know.
Cone! And she's like, what? Cone? You put out cones and a cone?
Come, I talk about cone.
Yeah, but I mean, it's in a town like Los Angeles, it's like everybody has a podcast.
You of know, course, of course.
The guy at Petco has a podcast.
I would listen to it. Greta, that's his favorite podcast.
Yeah.
But you know, I was legit nervous because she was, she's like incredibly well read. She just like throwing out all these crazy big words. I'm like looking on my goddamn phone on mm-hmm. synonyms.com to even figure out what the fuck she's talking
like
about.
Like indubitably, you're like, what the hell restaurant is that?
They have it on the menu, bitch. Like,
goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn. But did you try to make your job sound? Or were you just like, oh, I do stand up in a podcast? Or were you like, I am on the airwaves from Wednesdays and, you know, I do an art form communication of joke telling about semen and feet.
What did you say?
I come on feet and talk about it on stage.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Too, yeah. Let me see your feet. I think I just kind of gave it like a, you know.
Give me the pitch. I'm her.
Ask me the question.
So I'm very respected because I'm right. Very successful.
Right, right.
Can you stop looking at my feet, sir?
I'm sorry.
First of all, what do her feet look like?
Great.
Oh, one word answer, huh?
Great.
Can't get into it. I'll touch your subject. I got it. We'll get there, guys. Don't worry. Patreon. Maybe not. As she earns our respect, we'll earn hers. If she doesn't want her feet talked about episode one, I get it. All right. My girlfriend has, you know, she's got feet. Do I need to talk about them? No. She got an ass. I can talk about that ass all day. God damn it. Anyways, I'm so rocked up.
It's so funny that like things get like the communication gets a little dicey when you're talking about someone's girlfriend. Because as soon as you go, hey, yeah, my girlfriend got ass. Do you see how quiet I was? I can't talk about it.
Why don't you look at her ass? You don't think she has a nice ass?
BetterHelp.com/socks.
No, I know. That is weird. But
I literally was just like, oh, she's like, what do you, because sure, you on the dating app profile, it says like what I do. And I'm pretty,
what does it say on there?
I think it just says stand-up comic. And yeah. It has like my Instagram. So I'm pretty sure. She definitely did peruse it a little.
If you swipe right with somebody and start messaging and you don't check out their Instagram, you need just physical help.
Yeah, because dude, okay, in today's society, everybody's in the goddamn FBI. So if you're gonna match with someone on the dating apps, and you're gonna say, hey, let's hang out. That's
you screen them.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
You gotta give them a background check.
Yeah.
You gotta call your cousin.
Yeah.
Somebody's, everyone's.
Mm-hmm.
Feet, we all wanna hear it. This is what I was gonna say about feet. You know what's hilarious? Is obviously she found out I have a foot fetish. Why? I don't know, I talk about it all the fucking time. And
right.
So.
Yeah, how quick did you bring that up?
Before the appetizers.
Yeah.
Before.
She's like, oh yeah, we'll get the little pigs in the blanket. And you go, speaking of little piggies, goddamn.
God.
Bust off those Vans. What the fuck?
She did have Vans on.
I was there.
No.
She had Vans on?
She did.
Damn, those are the least breathable shoes. So them boys were sweating up in there. Little pigs in a blanket. God damn.
There's something about Vans though. When girls wear those little Vans.
I will probably be the guy who's like 45 wearing Vans.
You won't be the only one.
Yeah.
There are so many dudes who just. They go.
Oh, all of us wearing them.
They
wow.
go with everything. They're super comfortable.
And it's not like if you spill on them, you're like, fuck, but you're like, what am I going to do?
$40.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So feet.
Feet. One of the funniest things she's fucking said to me when she found out that I had a foot fetish, which was probably like 2-3 weeks in, because she was so goddamn surprised. She was like, hold on, what? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I don't.
You freaks exist?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
They burned you on the stake.
That's wild what they did to witches.
Not good.
Dead?
Also, how, like, if back in the day, if a girl cheated on you, the most fucked up revenge in the world is when you find out she cheated, you go to the local, you know, Friday, because everybody in my head ate at one place outside by the pond, and you just go, hey, how you doing? Hey, guys, Esmeralda's a witch, and then you run away, and then you're just, well.
And that's it.
That's it.
The Salem witch trials? Let me tell you something. No trials.
No trials. No such thing as a hoax. They're like, either you are or you aren't.
That's it. And then what would they say? They were like, if you float or some shit?
If you float, you're a witch. If you die, you aren't.
Oh.
Terrible ultimatum.
Sick.
I think. I don't know. I don't
know. But it was something like that where it's just like,
well, you know what's also funny? Lose. It's like, if you were a witch back in the day, they killed you. And then fast forward to like 2008 or whatever, the biggest show on Disney was like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Pissed.
You're like, you're making residuals off the fact that they've been burned.
Also, Sabrina the now in
I don't,
Melissa whatever be. The fucking name is.
You can't be.
Oh, she's
girlfriend.
Man, I don't like women.
Well, I don't know if that's a better angle to take here. Kidding. Kidding, right? Feet. Incognito time to show my feet.
Oh, new merch. She literally goes because she is, she's very smart. So she literally talks like a, this sounds so like a stupid person, how that would say, because I'm stupid. She goes, she just talks like a smart person. So she literally goes, hold on. You honestly have a foot fetish? I was like, yeah. The first thing she says to me is she goes, looks down at her feet. She looks at me. She goes, I don't know if I have the dexterity.
What the hell?
I think the flexibility.
Is that the reboot of Dexter's Lab? Dexterity?
She goes, I don't know if I have the dexterity in my toes to give you a foot job.
What does dexterity mean? Flexibility?
Like, I think like,
ability to perform tasks with your,
like hold my cockles.
So when you get fingered, you're getting dexterized? I don't think that's the right word.
Like, it's essentially like, oh, look, I can pick this up. I have the dexterity. My hands are the dexterity.
You have the dexterity to put a finger in somebody's ass.
Correct. So she goes, I don't know if I have the dexterity to do that.
But,
huh?
But it's not.
Who
always,
says that?
It's not always about foot jobs.
I know. But
and
I will.
That's where you say, you just put a foot in the door to a whole new world.
It's a whole new world.
So.
Yeah. So she's like just that type of person. Just like we like,
right.
We like take the goddamn hike and she's talking about like neurons. And I'm like, what are we, what's that?
Yeah. Greta's
like falling down the hill as we're talking about neurons. I'm like, I don't even know half the time what the hell this woman's talking about.
Question.
I have answers.
Do you have the dexterity to answer this?
Give it to me.
Is she the lovely lady?
Uh-huh.
Who done the sex with the Rams football player?
Yes!
Oh, no.
Oh, big ah, big oh no. Big oh no.
Hut, bye. Just kidding. No, I love her.
Schiff said, fuck you.
Yes. Wow. So you.
Uh-huh. Rams football player, and I have something else funny to bring up.
Yeah.
Slash fuck. We were in the car yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Found out he's not the only football player. He's not the only football player. Hey, he's not the only football player.
God damn. She running that Heisman, you feel? Heisman for the Hyman? Is Hyman a sexual thing?
Yep.
Yes.
Title.
Wow. What is it with girls in Los Angeles? They got it. It's not even like my girlfriend went on a date with like the backup Kings goalie. And I was like, did you guys fuck? She's like, no. And I was like, I still hate this guy.
I hate this guy. Look,
hockey, shut it down.
Let me tell you something. Do you know the game of football?
Yeah.
Shut it down. No one's playing anymore.
She's like, where are we watching the Super Bowl Sunday with our eyes closed? Next question.
I don't have a TV anymore. I'll break the TV on my fucking knee. Hut, hike the TV out of the goddamn window. No football.
Yeah. Wow. Not the only football player.
My son is going to be like, I would like to play football. I'll kick him down the stairs.
So she just has a fetish for much bigger dudes than you.
Yeah. I mean, dude, she said.
Who's the other player? Warren Sapp?
I would kill myself. And Gabe,
how did this get brought up?
How did he
get? She saw somebody get like tackled on the street, and she's like, "Speaking of getting," or you guys are waiting at a train track. She goes, "Speaking of running train," you're like, "I don't like where this is going."
Hold on.
Speaking of getting dexterized in the coochie. So wait, yeah, let me know. Same team?
No, different team.
Oh boy,
different team. But
what?
This one. Won a Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know how much more athletic you have to be to win a Super Bowl?
Correct. 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 Also,
a recent Super Bowl?
Can you imagine getting fingered with a Super Bowl ring?
Is it Tom Brady?
Yes.
Clickbait YouTube. Michael's new girlfriend gets fucked by Tom Brady. No, we can't say that.
Maybe we can.
Nelk did it, so I don't.
Just say the coitus with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw this, but this morning Nelk, they did a video.
Oh, yeah.
They did a video where Addison Rae like meets Donald Trump at a UFC event, and they titled it "Addison Rae fucks Donald Trump." I was like, I don't think, or has sex with Donald Trump. I was like, I don't think you can do that. I don't think that's like.
Hold on.
I don't think you can just slander famous people like that.
Well, you can. You totally can. Here's the thing.
And that, well, the funny part is this morning it got changed to Addison Rae says hi to Donald Trump. And you know, motherfucking Addison Rae's team was like, not on our watch.
Oh, they went hard at them.
Yeah. What, so what is that? A cease and desist you hit them with? Or what do you just be like, hey, bitch, we'll take you to court?
I think they threw like the book at them because they don't. I don't know them at all, but they don't seem like motherfuckers who would give a shit about a goddamn season of Sears.
No,
like I think they I think they were like, you know, Addison Rae's team is probably massive, and they probably said some wild shit, like some like legal. We will sue you.
Legal jargon, sue you. Over
blah blah blah.
False identification. Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. It is.
It was just so funny because you know, there's no way Nook would ever say like says hi to Donald Trump. They're never. Like the way they type is just in like the most aggressive terms ever.
Yeah, but I think like slander's like a huge no-no. Like it's like it comes with like jail time and crazy fines. Like, really? It's not, yeah, because
I mean like her personality is so like clean on the internet for it to go be like is sleeping with Donald Trump and then it's a photo of her. I was like, oh, she's not happy with this.
No, dude, didn't
she's not throwing that up on her story and be like swipe up to see me in the new Nelk video. But I the Nelk guys
listen
are all
to
nice
it on
to
my
me,
podcast so
I,
it's 5 minutes.
I'm not trying to slander them. They're very nice to me and I like them a lot, but look, I mean, you're going to get views regardless, but like you put that on it and I think their views did like 4 million in a night. And I'm like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What was I?
Football player.
Football player.
I almost said won a quarterback. Jesus Christ. What is this? Fucking Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Won a quarterback. What are you, my girlfriend? God damn it. All right.
What position was the guy?
Don't know. Didn't ask. Got nervous. Yeah. Didn't even ask. Didn't even ask who it was.
Wait, how did it get brought up? You didn't ask who it was?
No.
Okay, welcome to Factor Cap. You had to have asked.
Didn't want to know.
How'd you know he won? So you're like, I don't want to know. And she goes, okay, but he did win a Super Bowl. And you're like, this is getting worse.
Well, this is the thing. How did I say this to her? I would rather know everything because then I'm not surprised by anything. And then if there's a piece of information that I don't know and there's been years gone by, I go, how come I didn't know that? It feels as though you're trying to hide this piece of information. I would just rather you tell me everything.
And that's why you share the location, to make sure she's not at Rams Stadium.
Exact. Fuck. Well, guess who's going to share location now?
Yeah. So how did you find out? First of all, how did it get brought up? And how did you find out he was a Super Bowl winner?
The Super Bowl winner, she just like literally told me.
Well, you kind of have to like flex.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to fuck a producer and not leave out like, oh, he's got a few Grammys.
Yeah, he created the, you know, Saw? Yeah, well, he made all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were literally in the car, and she was like talking about how L.A., she hasn't lived here that long, and so she was saying
was
that, like,
recent?
Buddy, this was yesterday.
She got fucked by a football player?
This was yesterday.
No, I'm saying, when was the recent time? How long ago did she the coitus with the guy?
This was... For five months? Yeah.
Oh, pandemic.
Oh, baby, pandemic, vagina.
Does play for the Rams.
He does not play for the Rams, no.
Where did it happen?
Well, the first one played for the Rams.
So where did it happen when she lived out here?
Yeah. So he has a home out here.
He got multiple homes?
Bro, he plays in a fucking NFL. Like the low I was gonna say tuition. The low salary is like 500K, like the lowest one. Like hike. They don't even give me a jersey. I make 500K. You're laughing. I'm depressed,
dude. I just oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're like,
hey,
one apartment podcast in a podcast studio.
Here's where I'm at. If we're like off funny for a second, I want to shit. This is what I'm saying. I'm not a type of dude that gets kind of like, I don't even know. There's no jealousy, I guess, involved in this because it happened obviously before me, right? And if there was like sort of something amiss in our sex life, then I would feel self-conscious. But I feel very confident in our sexual chemistry that like we're good.
I'm not trying to. I definitely agree on that.
No, but yeah, you know what I mean? Like if you were like with somebody and the sex was like, like lackluster at best, and like you felt like you couldn't really like pleasure them, and then they told you about the quarterbacks, and
you go,
are they fucking football players? And then you go, I just can't please you.
Let me ask you this.
Give it to me.
So you didn't ask for the name, but you know he got multiple homes. You know who it is. Dox him. Here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a number and you say if it's his or not. 18. Peyton Manning.
I actually, that would be crazy. I would be like, why the fuck are you with me?
I feel like Peyton Manning's dick has a forehead. Is that weird?
Has a forehead? I think all dicks have foreheads.
No. Foreskin, they actually do have a forehead. I'm just saying, I feel like the tip is like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. So how did it get brought up, and then how did you find out who's the Super Bowl winner?
So
who won the Super Bowl last year?
Doesn't matter. We don't need to look that up. We don't look that up. You know what I mean?
You know. You have to know. You're not gonna knock an ass.
But also, it doesn't. Also, real quick, Super Bowl. Just because you won doesn't mean it was last year. It could be anything.
Oh my God.
What, did you just have a revelation?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna just. It doesn't have to be last
year. Is it Joe Montana?
Joe Montana is 98 years old.
Is it?
Maybe. So it was brought. Oh, I was. Oh, I was getting there. So it was.
You're sweating a little bit.
Yeah, wouldn't you be? You freaked out because there was one guy named Kings goalie.
Oh, I don't watch hockey anymore. Hey, I have a box suite to the Kings game. No.
I don't watch football, so I don't even know.
Yeah, well, even more fucked up part is she never banged the guy, but he like flew her out to a game in Iowa and they didn't bang. Now I'm like, well, why didn't you guys fuck? Huh? Does he make you happy? And she's like, no, I went for a game to flex on my Instagram story and now I'm here.
Oh, so she didn't get fucked by him.
Allegedly.
That's where I was going. Order in the court. Order in the did you fucking athlete court.
She said no.
Did she? How'd she say it? Get on the podcast.
She said yes. No. No. No, I mean, no. Yeah, no, she was like, no, he was very nice. He was a short and he was like a second string goalie.
I totally get it. And also, like, I feel like
she still follows him. It's fine.
We have this weird thing when we're like, oh, athletes, they bang every time. Have you ever, like, spoken to an athlete who's like a professional athlete? Most of them are morons.
Right, but they speak with communicating through their cocks.
I think there are so many women that can't, so many women that can obviously be like, fuck it, he plays for the Kings, I don't care. Like, it's just, let's do it for the fucking story. But I think more often than not, they need some type of connection with someone to fuck them. It, you know what I mean? Like, more often than not, I'll fuck a curtain. I don't, you know, whatever.
Hey, when you scrunch the curtains back a little bit, I'll tell you what.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so we'll get off the topic. I'm just curious to know how it got brought up and how she said
it was brought up because she was like, LA is different for me because I'm literally getting, like, I've been hit on like two or three times in the last two or three days.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not used to this. Like, it must be, is like, is it in like an LA thing? Right. And I was like, joking around, I was like, hold on, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, so you, was it the Rams guy? Blah, blah, blah. And then I go, jokingly, I go, was that the only athlete? Was that the only athlete?
But was it jokingly?
Hey, was it under the veil of joking? Sure. Was it a smoke and mirror joke? Yeah. Order in the court. Did you fucking athlete? Welcome back, Judge Judy.
Oh no, that's I've definitely done things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she was, and then she had a little smirk, and then I ran the car into a light pole.
And then the guy who flipped the car was the guy she banged. What's the athlete? Clay Matthews.
That's a good pull.
It was him?
No, but that's a good pull, Clay Matthews. Just like, yeah. Yeah, it was a good pull.
I know
pull.
Like six or seven athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she had a smirk, and then I said, huh? And then she told me.
Have you banged anybody that's famous?
Yeah, man. Fucking all of them. No, I honestly, no. Mm-hmm. I've never banged. Have you?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No.
I wish I had something. I wish I was like, yeah, Nev Campbell in a toll booth. But no, I don't.
I made out with girls on like a reality show, but that doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean,
hey, come on.
Fucking matter.
Yeah.
Who cares? but yeah, so that it was just, it was so.
And then
so,
how did the Super Bowl part get brought up? That's the part that fascinates me because it is a little bit of a flex. She didn't need to throw it in there. She could have lied, said he played cricket.
You know what's funny is you're right. Because I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I didn't ask.
But you're going to bring it up.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm her, there's one guy. Yeah. They just won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's how it got about. Because I was trying to figure out who it was. And I was like fucking around. I was like trying, I was guessing. And yeah. I was like, give me more. And she was like, well, I mean, he just won the Super Bowl. And I was like, okay, Just press a car Super Bowl. Right into UPS.
You know who it is. I'll find out later.
Goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow.
Yeah, wild fucking dog.
So that is... So, because I was trying to think, the listeners are trying to piece together, because we did talk about that, right?
We did, yeah.
I was like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking for about 2 months.
So, let me ask you this.
Oh, give it to me, baby. What,
now that you're just blocking off external hoes.
Yeah.
There's that awkward overlap where it's like,
oh, I'm getting wild texts still.
Yeah, you're not out about out it. And if they don't listen to the podcast, they don't fucking know. So you just not respond, or you just send them a picture back of the girlfriend and say, fuck you, she's got dexterity, and then you hang up on them.
I mean,
can you get hung up on a text message?
Yeah, you just
leaves. Yeah.
I mean, what I've been doing, which is probably not the nicest, is I just have been responding.
Right.
But
not responding is a response, you know?
Correct. But I mean, I could be an adult and just say, well, here in my defense, there was a gray area in my girl and I's relationship where, like, it wasn't, we had the conversation about being exclusive, but it wasn't like labeled.
Right.
So it was a weird
gray
area.
But you weren't hooking up, but it's like if a text came in, you're still going to read it.
Correct.
You're not going to be like, hey, yo.
Correct. So right. I haven't, I mean, this has been
I feel like ever since you guys started talking, it was like you knew pretty quick. You're like, yeah, I don't, like, I'm good. I'm good on the H-O-E-S's.
Yes.
Hoes.
Yes. Because it's also like, because I feel like when you start liking someone on that level, you, regardless of if the conversation's been brought up, if you're like exclusive, you feel bad. Like after you have some like hoe situation, you wake up and go, well, I have someone that I possibly like. Why am I going to jeopardize that for a cum?
I agree.
Cumming's never worth it.
Cumming's never worth it. Merch. Wow.
Yeah. So it's that was good.
Did you like ask her, or is it like, was it like a formal thing?
So I will say that we were on FaceTime and she had a little party. She was introducing me to her friends on FaceTime. And then one of her friends, she goes, hey, this is my boyfriend.
Oh, I was with you with this.
Yep. And I was like, wow.
I heard it.
Live. And normally if you don't want something, you go, oh, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But she said it and I was like, yeah. I am.
Yeah.
Like I was like stoked on it.
On the back, yeah.
I was stoked on it. So I was just like, all
right. You're like, one more time, my reception cut out.
Yeah.
A little louder.
I heard a whore friend.
Let me see
a
tit.
Say?
What?
Oh, shit. FaceTime tit. Get better resolution.
Face tits? No.
No.
Striking out. No title.
Struck out. That's a baseball player. Let's talk about football players. Fuck.
Anyways.
Yeah. Yes.
So, how'd you ask her? Or did you? Or was it just like,
I did not ask her. It was sort of, because she said that, and then it allowed me to be comfortable just trying to find a spot to say it. And then...
You're just looking for anything?
I know. I was like, put...
Venti Mocha Ice Frappuccino. What's the name of her? My girlfriend.
Yeah, my girlfriend? Just putting gas in my car. Oh, yeah, baby, girlfriend. Just any excuse. But I'm trying to think, like, when the first time I just, like, kind of said it.
You know.
No, I honestly don't. I'm trying to remember, like, I remember, like, the situation.
But is there a certain day? How are y'all going to do anniversaries?
That's a good call.
Because, like, when you adopt a dog, you're like, I don't know when this motherfucker's birthday is. So you're just like, January 2nd? And the guy's like, huh? That's tomorrow. I was born yesterday.
But I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah. That's literally why my girlfriend's like, you need to put a date on it. Anniversaries, I just like to celebrate.
But you
put a date on it.
But you had like a you had like a time that you like straight up asked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. We haven't. We're gonna have to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Probably at the Rams Stadium. We'll have that conversation.
Super Bowl Sunday? Wow. It's a lot. A lot has changed.
A lot has changed. I'm happy. I'm happy for the future. I'm happy presently. There's a big part of me that's like, there's a big like feeling of like relief that like the whole life is fun. It's fun. Ooh. But it's not fun. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that part of my life can be sort of like sectioned off and just gone.
What part?
Just like the whole like running the streets life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's tiresome, bro.
Yeah.
Tiresome.
Streets don't sleep.
That's so New York don't sleep.
Don't sleep. Go to bed. Get some shut eye.
Get some melatonin.
Yeah. Nappy nap. Wow, it's very interesting. I go to Palm Springs for 1 weekend. I come back and get a girlfriend. Well, we all saw it coming, though.
We did. We all saw it coming.
But yeah, I think that'll be, it's a whole, yeah, like you said, it's like, I think you're going to do a lot more fun stuff. I never had a long-term relationship before the lady now. And my mom literally told me, she's like, I feel like you're doing more life stuff. You're living a life now.
Yeah.
Beforehand, all I would do was shoot videos, edit videos, go do stand-up. And I was just living in this bubble. But now it's like having a girlfriend. You do a lot more shit you would never think about doing. It's like, let's go to Halloween Horror Nights. And you're like, why the fuck would I? Oh, this is actually really
so
fun.
So fun. Right, right.
So, I mean, you've been in long-term relationships before. Actually, no, you haven't. He's saving himself for you.
Thank you.
Had never even had sex. Don't listen to episodes 1 through all of them.
1 through 200.
But, yeah, you do a lot of things and you take these. Like I was just in Palm Springs over the weekend. And, you know, that's not a trip I would have taken if I had time off. But I was like, it felt good. It felt good to recharge. And you're like, you kind of just, your free time is now more like doing shit a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it feels weird to just sit around.
What I'm in the process right now, excuse me, is trying to figure out how to manage both. Because I have not had to manage that piece of my life. Yeah. I've been in the streets. I've been doing Michael Blaustein 100% and never had to worry about anyone else but Greta. And now it's like, I pick my head up. And I'm having such a good time with her. But I pick my head up and I go, I haven't written in 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to have to find that balance. And also, like, we're in the honeymoon phase right now, which is a glorious phase. And there's a big part of me that we've had this conversation, but a big part of me that, like, kind of feels bad because I think she's, like, not putting her full effort into work as well. So we'll find the balance.
I mean, it's like getting anything new. You're so attracted to it. You're like, this is great. And then it just becomes more so a part of your life. And then you forget about the times you've been single and you forget about, like, I literally would only do work before the lady. And I would just, like, I had no problem with it. And I think I would have essentially burnt myself out. But
right.
It's it definitely did take some getting adapting to, because you never want to say no in the beginning. If she's like, can I come over tonight?
Yes.
And then you're looking at a clip, you're like, I want to post this by 9. So it's
right. It's on both parties to be comfortable with being clear. I need to get this done.
Yeah,
if I'm like, hey, come, blah, 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 and then she's like, well, I need to get work done. But at this point, to your point, is I think everyone's like, door open, yes to everything.
Yeah.
And there just needs to find
that
balance.
Which is hard, because then the first time you say no, they feel rejected. You're like, no, I'm not rejecting you. I've just literally been really behind and this and that. Also, I'll tell you what, it's like, you know, you do find yourself working harder when you do have those nights off. Or if you're like on the road and you're like, I have a full day of Saturday, usually I would be on a hike or doing something, going to brunch.
Right.
It's like now, we can catch up in the morning, but before the show, I can take those 3 hours and really be productive with it. But
it is
a lot of adapting, and it's also just taking care of a whole other person. And that's where
I thought you did fall short
sometimes.
I thought you did I was going to commend you, because I thought you did a great job. Like, it obviously took a little bit of balance.
But I think you're also doing a great job. Allocating some stuff and like having somebody, like getting an assistant and having somebody who can help shoot stuff and help kind of edit. And that way I can be like, these were all things I was doing.
Got it.
So if I still try to just do, because I was also doing everything up myself until a couple months ago. And it was like, that's when I was like full throttle, like redlining, like getting stressed out. Then I'm getting mad at her because she wants to hang out, when in reality, I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at the fact that I haven't been able to put out a video this week yet.
Right, then I think
in my head, if I don't put something out on Monday, they're going to be like, he's off the planet. He fell off.
So now
it's like, just getting things situated and then just kind of like micromanaging little things, but still but still keeping my work and like creative in the right place.
Yeah, because dude, the last thing you want to do is like is resent your significant other because because you didn't have enough time to get a thing done, and then she's like, "But we had this plan," and then you're like, and then you're at like having oysters in Santa Monica, being like, "God damn it, I don't need to be here."
Well, also the pandemic, I was like traveling crazy before the pandemic hit. And so we were still trying to figure it out. But once it was like heavy pandemic, it's like the workload was cut in half for me. All the touring's out the window.
Right.
So now it was just like just girlfriend and just sketches.
Right.
Like nobody was even doing stand up.
Right.
So it was easier to adapt then. But now it's kind of hard because the world's open. If I have a free night off on like a Saturday and I'm not doing shows on the road or in town, I'm like, let's get hammered. Let's party. Let's celebrate.
I understand what you're saying.
So now it's like this whole like. It's like, I'm very like schedule-y now. It's like, everyone's open. Everyone wants to have fun. And you're like, but I got to get this clip out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, dude, so, I mean, literally why we did a Google Calendar.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, cool. So now we know these nights are done. These weeks are done. But we have this day and that day. That's why I hit you up about the San Diego thing. So I was like, because I was like, oh, cool. I can hang out with Trev. We can do a little shows. And, but I can bring the girl and we can do like the whole
You know what I mean? So that's just, big. Yes. Yeah, like exactly. Like I'm going to Liberty Township, aka Cincinnati.
Got him.
And that's where the lady has family at.
Perfect.
August 6th or the 8th.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, let me do some shows and then I can also go to a family barbecue on Sunday.
Bang.
Because there's a Sunday show that starts at 6 p.m.
No, it doesn't.
Sunday's at 6 p.m.
Well, guys, I'm not going
to. They're going to get out and they're going to be like, cool, now what do we do? Go to fucking brunch? What do you have? I don't know, but it's going to be great fun. And I think we got to, Gabe still has to edit this episode that goes out in literally like 2 minutes.
We got to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. No, you don't, because you have a girlfriend now. No,
that's a benefit.
You don't. Where are you coming?
All over the place.
Michael Blaustein has a girlfriend.
Wild.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely wild.
Well, speaking of condoms, do you guys want to do a sock talk?
Oh my God. I forgot about sock talk.
Gabriel, thank God.
Michael was so in love. We forgot about. Oh, that's why Gabe's like, wrap this shit up. Speed talk.
Let's do a sock talk. This is actually not speaking about condoms. Bad segue. That was for Secret Sock. We'll get there. Okay. Sock talk. This is from Taylor. And Taylor says, I just wanted you guys to know that in the Roman days, bigger penises were looked at as people, men that were stupid and unintelligent had big dicks. That's why had smaller penises to represent intelligence.
That's why every dick pic I sent, I go in an ice bath beforehand and send it. Mm-hmm. And then I send it along with that. A Roman article.
Yes. Yeah, this is an article that I sent my girl because of football players. I go, but they're big and stupid.
And then you photoshopped a Rams helmet on Aristotle.
Yeah, and I said,
I still believe that. If you got a fucking massive dong, what are you going to take the SAT test? No.
You're going to take the LSAT?
No.
You're dumb.
You're going to take the SAT on my face test.
Let's go.
I spelled sit wrong. Funny.
Okay.
I meant SIT. You know, Gabe, cut it out. Leave it in.
Leave it at
SAT. Sat is past tense. I sat on your face.
Sat on my face.
Never mind. Gabe, keep it in.
Let's go.
All right. Let's do a secret talk. This is anonymous submission, and they say, so my girlfriend of 2.5 years and I haven't been using condoms for 2 years. Anyways, we flushed our condoms when we were finished. Anyway, we used to flush our condoms when we were finished. Fast forward to last week, her water pump got all backed up and exploded into her yard, and about 70 condoms went all over her front yard with a huge hole in the ground. So fuck me, right?
Lot going on here. A lot of funny content.
Why are they still there?
Well, I think it's like
2.5 years.
Did you ever hear that? Well, that's very true. Jesus Christ, Magnum, what the fuck are you guys using that thing? You ever hear about like chewing gum when you like as a kid? They'll tell you it's like gum that takes like 7 years to process.
Yeah.
Is it one of those type things?
I think sounds like she has a sump pump, like not a like she. It's not like a
traditional summer pump.
It's a sump pump.
You're just saying shit.
Nah, Gabe, please look that up. It's a sump pump when like it's not like traditional. Plumbing.
Submersible sump pumps.
There you go.
HomeDepot.com.
What the fuck?
Can you read like what it actually does? I think that's what it is.
A sump pump is a submersible device installed in the sump pit dug at the lowest point of your house.
Yeah. I think it like just all like the poop and everything you flush kind of just kicks it in the ground, and it does not like traditional piping.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's why I think like
piping.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was.
Hold on. Big dick or smart?
Keep it in.
That's what I'm saying. Do you have a big dick or are you smart? That's what I'm going to start saying.
I'm in the middle.
I'm pretty goddamn smart.
Small wee wee.
Coca-Cola. That's wild. I wonder what he did. How are you going to clean that up?
I would just blame it on the neighbors. But yeah, these kids and these viral TikToks where they throw condoms everywhere.
It's better than what I was going to say. I was just blame it on my parents.
Or you take Greta and you throw her out in the field and let her have a day.
Oh, she would be so full. God damn. Why did she love condoms so much?
Because the smell of...
Give it to him.
Cooter.
There it is.
Cooter.
Cooter.
Gabe, I'm sorry you have to edit this, and it goes live in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, so, it's all good. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Guys, we still got to do tour dates. Ladies and gentlemen. All right. Thanks for listening. Michael, take it on out.
Ladies and gents, listen. Actually, just gents. Ladies, leave me alone. I have a girlfriend. But guys, thank you. Thank you so much for listening, man. We love you. Until next Wednesday. Also, we have a Patreon. Obviously, as you guys know, if you guys want 4 extra episodes of the Stiff Sock Silliness, go on.
And this week's Patreon, we recorded live in the Denver airport when we had a 7-hour layover. So we riff up top in the studio, and then we recorded on Michael's camera a 45-minute yelling riff, why airlines suck, in the airport. And you can overhear the guy being like, ladies and gentlemen, fly, taking off. You can hear us yelling about it. We recorded it in the trash room of the Denver airport.
Trash room.
It's only going to be on Patreon.
Yeah, and I got to say, I just finished editing that one, and you could tell. It was a manic record because I wasn't there. So, but yeah. Like as that recording angry. Goes, it gets angry.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's good.
We're sitting in a trash room.
I missed 4th of July because of this. So, you know, it was yeah. It's very funny, but it's only on Patreon. $5 a month. Patreon.com/StiffSocks.
Go get it, guys. Have a great night. See you next Wednesday. Bye bye. Love you. Bye 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 bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.